This Get Made. Hey everybody, welcome to a How Did This Get Made mini episode. This is a movie that you've been requesting for quite some time, and you were not wrong. Audience, we should always be listening to you. I know we've all played video games in the past and seen video game adaptations, but never has there been a worse video game adaptation than Super Mario Brothers, the movie. That's right, Super Mario Brothers, the movie with Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo and Dennis Hopper. I'm going to play you the trailer. There's a lot of music in it, but there's enough dialogue that I think will be interesting. This movie is great, and it's available online at YouTube. That's right, totally free on YouTube. I bought a DVD off of Amazon, but you can watch all 1 hour and 44 minutes of it. And I will tell you, stay tuned past the credits, because after the credits, there is some a great little mini scene that Jason, June, and I did not see on the first watch. But it's definitely worth watching. So here, listen to this trailer and a lot of loud music.
Feeling we're not in Brooklyn no more.
Luigi!
Benji! You better not hurt
her! They're brothers. They're plumbers.
Oh no. Mario!
Luigi! They're on the trail of a kidnapped princess and a mystical meteorite.
It's incredible!
That gives anyone who possesses it the power to rule the universe.
Get me the rock!
Come and get it, lizard breath! Oh!
Now, they must rescue the princess.
Luigi! Alien species escaping.
And make it safely back.
Later, alligator.
To our world.
Are you alright?
Before time runs out. Mario Brothers. This ain't no game.
All right. So as we do in every mini episode, we go to you for some questions and I have some answers. So you give me the Q's, I give you the A's. Let's try this one. Michael Gibson writes, can you please do the Star Wars prequels? Spelled prequels wrong, but I'm not going to criticize that. I'm just going to make fun of it by saying prequels. I feel like they've been done. Been done by better people. Red Letter Media. I mean, they've broken down Phantom Menace so well. But if you guys really want us to do Star Wars, write in. Let me know, because I feel like people have done it. I don't know. Let's see here. John Feist writes, what's the average airspeed of velocity of an unladen African swallow? Well, that's a very good question. You know, I would say that since there's 47 different varieties of swallows found in Africa, I'll assume you'll either mean that the West African swallow or the South African swallow, because they both have African in their common names. Roughly, they're the same size in terms of body mass, wingspan, and flight mechanics. So in order to figure it out, we want to establish that a Strahul ratio, which is the frequency of wing beats and the amplitude of each wing flap. You know, with those two numbers, it's possible to estimate the airspeed for a cruising bird. Would possibly be like 7 wing flaps per second. Which we all saw, I guess, in the Philosotron wind tunnel testing area. So it has an amplitude of like 0.8 milliliters per flap. Given the average wingspan of this particular avian, it's around 29 centimeters, which would yield an airspeed of roughly 11 meters per second or 24 miles an hour, assuming the swallow is unencumbered. So, you know, that's what I would say to that answer right there. The next question is, Helen Williams Chaffins writes, why am I still in this boring class? Because, Helen, even though you hate philosophy, one day it's going to come in very handy because you're going to be walking down the street, and I don't mean to tell you your future before it happens, but you're going to come across a car accident. There's going to be a man in a car accident. He's going to look like he can't make it. He's going to say, Helen, please give me something to look forward to. That's when you're going to whip out some Play-Doh, not Play-Doh the toy, Play-Doh the philosopher, and you're going to tell him about the world and that he may not even be in this moment, that the world is bigger than him, and maybe for the world to continue, he had to be in this accident. He's going to then look at you, say thank you, and then go off into a deep, deep sleep, and you will have known that you made someone's descent into death worthwhile, all because of you, Helen. That's why you're in this class, because later on in life, you're going to make sweet death so much easier for somebody else. Tim Thompson writes, do you think you could do a podcast with the two Corys, or is it too soon? Well, one of them has passed away, so I would say that the chance of doing with two Corys are small. This may have been a joke, but if it's not, no, we cannot do two Corys. Corey Feldman, possibly. John Combs writes, would it be possible to survive having your throat ripped out and then being kicked into a lake? Keep in mind, pain don't hurt. John, I think you're right. I think that this guy could have survived a throat rip, because it wasn't like his entire throat was ripped out. Maybe he'll just be like a mute. It's not like his heart was ripped out, not like Indiana Jones style. So how about this? I know that there's a sequel to Roadhouse, but why don't we do a sequel that disregards that sequel, all about that guy coming back from the dead? He's a mute, but he's super strong. He looks a little bit like Patrick Duffy. He still rides a motorcycle, and he has one goal. Revenge. And who does he want revenge on? Dalton's son. And then we get Dalton's son, and that is the sequel of Roadhouse. I think that would be amazing to have a guy with a bandaged throat. Amazing. Oh, we also got a great email from David Martineau, or Martineau. He said the live episode, he really liked it a lot, and he was a little bit bummed because we missed two of his favorite parts. He goes, right when Red's automotive blows up, there's an ambulance that drives by, clearly going like 90 miles an hour past the scene where it's most needed. Holy shit, I did not realize that, and that's amazing, but just goes to show you, no ambulances or cops ever show up to the right places in this town. The second scene that he mentions is when Brad Garrett shows up at the Double Deuce for the first time, one of the goons calls him dickless, and he replies with, well, I'm sure as hell not going to show you my dick. That is a pretty almost good comeback. He's like, I'm not dickless, guys, but I'm not going to show you my dick. It's kind of like a put-upon response. I like that a lot. He goes, those are just some gems he wanted to share with us. And he goes, if you haven't seen it, Black Dog is another Swayze classic featuring Meatloaf and Randy Travis. I'm just saying. Well, guess what? That one sounds like something we may have to watch. Is it as good as Roadhouse? You tell me. Write us in. Is Black Dog any good? Neil Saveri writes, why don't they deliver waffles? Neil, where do you live? Of course they deliver waffles. Every diner I've ever been to delivers waffles. The trick is, are they still hot enough to be delicious by the time they get to you? No. You can't order and deliver pancakes and waffles. They're from the grill to your plate. You can't have them in some guy's car. Not a pizza. Pizza only gets better when it cools down. Waffles, you're on like seconds. The minute that waffle comes off that waffle iron, forget it. So the fact that you're a guy who wants waffles delivered means that you don't even appreciate waffles as they were meant to be tasted. So go out there, Neil, eat a waffle, and then come back to me. You won't want them delivered. David Truesdale writes, is Jason a robot? I can't answer that. Sorry. I can't answer it. I know the answer to it. I can't answer it. Guys, we have amazing How Did This Get Made t-shirts. They're Crank 2 inspired, and I suggest to you all to get them. We are looking to tour around. New York looks like a place we're definitely going to hit, but if there's a festival out there that you feel like we should be at, we were just at Bumbershoot, and let us know. Let us know where we could perform. We're lazy. We don't really want to book ourselves. That's the only reason why we haven't done it. We've had offers, but if there's some place cool that we could go and we can kind of do two things at once, like Bumbershoot, we're down for it. We want to come to a city near you. Also, this is a very first announcement. I'm sorry to back end it here in the episode, but we want a new design for our How Did This Get Made logo. Right now we're using Junior. It's our heads photoshopped on the poster for Junior. It says How Did This Get Made. If you're an artist, a creative type, you have an idea how to revolutionize our look, we want to hear from you. So please send us your new poster design. And if nothing, we'll just display them on our Facebook page. But we're in the business for a new design, and we're coming to you because you guys came through in the t-shirts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.